We've reached Chris Cluey on the telephone, and Chris, of course, is the former punter. For 8 years, he was the punter for the Minnesota Vikings. He's now signed with the Oakland Raiders, so he's out on the West Coast, and he's also, Chris has been not only the punter for the Vikings for 8 years, but also the best punter statistically the Vikings have ever had. He has the best average per punt, and he had, I think 680 punts, I believe, with only one blocked in his whole career. Pretty amazing career statistics. We're very happy to have you, Chris, on our program.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I think the first thing I'd like to ask you, here you are, as I believe you've even said, perhaps the best punter the Vikings have ever had. You're 31 years old. You're not old by any means in the punting game or even the game of football. What was your initial reaction when the Minnesota Vikings drafted a punter in the fifth round?
Well, you know, I looked at it as, okay, the team was getting ready to move in a different direction. So, you know, I just went out and, kept practicing, looked for a spot somewhere else, and, was lucky enough to latch on with the Raiders, and hopefully I can still play at a high level in this league.
The general manager, Rick Spielman of the Vikings, said he had drafted a punter to compete with you, but really no competition occurred. He went through the rookie camp, and then you were released without competing. Even Governor Dayton, now here we are having the governor of the state of Minnesota questioned your release and how that happened. What were your thoughts about that?
Well, you know, I'm not in those meetings, so I don't know what's said. You know, I don't know what the rationale is. And for me, it's pretty much all I can do is go out and, just work hard at what I do, punt to the best of my ability, and just trust in the body of work that I've compiled over the years.
Yeah, I was pretty amazed when I looked up some of your history, and there it was. In high school, you actually kicked a 60-yard field goal to put a game into overtime that your team eventually won. 60-yard field goal as a high schooler is just an amazing feat.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was, I think every time I go back home, people keep adding a yard to it. So.
Oh, well, you must be going home a lot then.
yeah, exactly. But no, that was a lot of fun, and high school football is a great time.
Now, what took you away from field goal kicks?
When I got into college, I just wanted to focus primarily on punting, and so that was that was what I looked at, and that's kind of the direction I wanted to go. It looked like at the time that was going to be, my meal ticket to the NFL, so to speak.
As everybody, I think, out in our audience knows, you're not afraid to speak your mind about what you're thinking about. And in relation to other pro football players, it's kind of unusual for a pro football player to come out publicly and talk about social issues such as gay marriage, even things such as player safety they tend to shy away from. Is there kind of an unwritten rule in that sport that you should keep your head down?
No, I mean, it's one of those things where potentially, you can get in trouble if you start talking about the wrong things and causing the team a distraction. But, to me, I felt that it was an important issue to speak out about, and, I just wanted to show that, we're not just football players. We can also, have something to say.
And that kind of brings me to my next question, is that most of us out here who played football in high school a long time ago, and we've watched pro football for a long time, we kind of have this image of pro football players as kind of a bunch of knuckle-dragging jocks out there, and I'm sure that that's not the case anymore.
No, there's a lot of really smart guys in the NFL, and the thing is you generally don't hear about them because they just kind of go home and take care of the business. And unfortunately, you really only kind of hear about the guys who get in trouble.
Towards the end of last year, one of your heroes must be Ray Guy, I'm assuming, he's probably the most famous punter until you came along here recently. You wore a patch over on your jersey promoting Ray Guy for the Hall of Fame. There's no punters in the Football Hall of Fame. You got fined for that. Did you get fined for, was there a rule against putting something on your jersey, or was it just because of a distraction?
It was for a uniform violation. I mean, that's something that I knew was going to happen. And, to me, I felt the message was worth it because if, you know, the Hall of Fame is supposed to recognize the best players of all time, people who changed, you know, things at their position. And to refuse to recognize that Ray Guy is one of those people really just does a disservice to the game.
Mm-hmm. Now you've signed with the Oakland Raiders, and congratulations, by the way, on picking up another job.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
But you'll be replacing the NFL's all-time leading punter, Shane Lechler. And I've got to tell you that, quite honestly, I'd never heard of Shane Lechler. And here I'm reading that he's the NFL's all-time leading punter, yet I think I can bring your name up in to all of my friends, and they all know Chris Cluey. You've appeared on one of my favorite programs, The Colbert Report. You've been on MSNBC. You've been on CNN. You've been pretty much all over. Ellen, let's see, what other program were you? Oh, you were on BBC. I read about you in the New York Times. You're out there, man.
Yeah, it's, you know, my name has been out there, you know, for whatever reason. And, you know, it's kind of cool because it's one of those things that, you know, hopefully people are listening. But at the same time, you know, I'm here with the Raiders now to hopefully just help them win some games. And that's, you know, that's why I'm here.
That's your focus right now.
Yep.
You were a very vocal proponent first against the amendment last fall in Minnesota to ban same-sex marriages. And again, when we had a proposal, an amendment which did pass to allow the same thing this spring. This is an issue that really got you out there as far as these programs are concerned. When I listened to the Colbert Report, I was so impressed with, first of all, I love that guy. And second of all, I mean, you guys meshed right off the bat on that program. But also just how far that issue has taken you publicly.
Yeah, well, it was fun to be on there. And, you know, it was, again, good to be able to speak and bring some attention to an issue, you know, that we do need to deal with as a society. And, you know, now I'm hoping to just help the Raiders win games. That's, you know, that's kind of my main focus right now.
Right. The other thing that I was impressed with that you said publicly, and this is because sometimes when I read about all the money there is in football and some players, whether it's football or baseball or, you know, making $180 million or something, and I'm thinking, you know, I loved that game when I was a kid. And one thing you mentioned when you were asked some of these difficult questions was, you know, how can we think of it as anything other than a child's game?
Mm-hmm. And to me, that's the big thing, is the fact that, you know, this is a child's game, you know, when you get down to it. And there are societal issues that we need to deal with that we're not dealing with. And, you know, it's just one of those things where hopefully as we advance as a civilization, you know, we won't have to have this discussion in 10 or 15 years.
And you also have, I think at the time that I read this article anyway, you had nearly 170,000 Twitter followers, which is 40,000 more than the quarterback of the Vikings, Christian Ponder. That also says something about the Vikings and your position there.
Yeah, well, you know, I try to engage with people. I try to be interactive on Twitter. And, you know, I like to talk to people. I like to speak out on things that interest me or that I find, you know, hypocritical or just indicative of our society as a whole. And I feel that, you know, social media is a great way to accomplish that.
Out in California, of course, they have, I think it's Proposition 8 having to do with same-sex marriage out there as well as an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an issue that, as you're trying out for the Oakland Raiders, that you might feel it, well, maybe I better just punt here for a while?
Yeah, well, I think that really just depends on how things go. You know, I know the case is before the Supreme Court right now, so that's something that hopefully the justices do the right thing and, you know, find that prior precedent has established that marriage is an undeniable right for everyone. And, you know, ideally, I won't have to do anything. I mean, I would like to be able to just go out and play football for the Raiders.
Mm-hmm. One thing I've always kind of wondered, what do you punters do when all those other guys are running around, you know, hitting the tackling dummies?
Generally, we kind of sit around and talk to each other.
You know, I kind of doubt that. But
yeah, we try and pass the time as much as possible.
What kind of, seriously, as far as a punters are concerned, the game is so much more technical now. It's so much more precise. You have to really be on top of every little thing that you do, and in punting is no different than the other aspects of the game. What kind of workouts do you do to stay in the kind of shape you have to be in to work at your level?
Primarily just lots of kicking. You know, that for me, it's working on the little things, the fundamentals and the techniques that have gotten me this far, you know, playing eight and a half years in the league. And, you know, just really making sure that I have my motion down 100% where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm. And how did you learn a lot of these techniques? Is it good coaching, or do you confer with other punters, or is it just things that you pick up just by kicking the ball?
Well, initially from my kicking coaches, when I was in high school, I went to a couple of kicking camps that had really good kicking coaches. They'd played in college, and one had played in the NFL. And then from there, just learning how to recognize those fundamentals in my own motion, and then learning how to apply those. And I think that goes for anyone at a high level, is that once you do a job long enough, once you do an athletic motion long enough, you learn to recognize those basic fundamentals that mean you're doing it right. And if you can't, then you really need to learn how to do that, because otherwise you're never going to be able to correct mistakes if they happen.
Your position is such a pressure-packed position, because all eyes are on you when you're kicking that ball, and nobody, you can't push off the results on anybody else, basically. It had to be tough. I think you were kicking to the former Chicago Bears return man, who was just phenomenal, you were to kick the ball out of bounds, and one didn't go out of bounds. And the coach let everybody know about that. How do you feel about something like that? What's the reaction the other players have and you have for something that's, if everybody could do it, everybody would do it?
Yeah. Well, it's really just one of those things where, you know, you go out and try and do what the coaches want, the best of your ability, and unfortunately, sometimes you're just not able to do it. And, you know, that's something I've worked hard on, is trying to work on my directional punting and getting the ball out of bounds. And, you know, like you said, it is something that if everyone could do it, they would do it. But, you know, almost no one can do it. that's just kind of the reality of, you know, punting it out of bounds in the NFL. So it's really just going out and doing the best you can every time.
We've been speaking with Chris Cluey, and Chris, former punter for the Minnesota Vikings, now punting for the Oakland Raiders. He's out in California right now. And Chris, we want to thank you so much for giving us your time tonight. I know how busy you are, and it was great talking to you, and best of luck with the Oakland Raiders.
Thank you.